anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 9th of November. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle in Newmarket. Rod and Reel have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the good thing about Rod and Reel, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy. We talk to three of our freshwater reporters, get the latest from them, and we will, of course, finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fishing news. The new moon was yesterday, the 8th. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does it mean? Well, it's darker at night. Fish don't feed during the night, and a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. On Friday the 16th, next week, we'll have in studio Andrew Behring. Andrew has returned from a saltwater fly trip to Exmouth in Western Australia. We'll hear all about that. Long-time listeners will know Andrew. He travels around the world on fly fishing little trips and vacations. He's a very interesting chap. I've also talked to James Laverty from Melbourne about half an hour ago. He's all teed up for next Friday as well. James works for Fly Odyssey, and they're the ones that organise fly fishing trips to anywhere in the world. They've just been to a local destination, so we say. We'll tell you all about it next Friday. Andrew Perring in studio, James Laverty from Melbourne. The latest edition of Real Life came out last week. Now, some people ask me, how the hell do you get Real Life? It's easy. You just go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz, and look for Real Life, R-E-E-L, Life. Real Life is the official monthly newsletter from Fish and Game New Zealand. You can keep up to date with all the freshwater fishing action news, events and comment from across New Zealand. They send it to your inbox. It's free. fishandgame.org.nz. Just put in your name and email address. It's free. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. How do you find it? Well, it's really easy. Just go to the website planetaudio.org.nz/hooked on fly fishing. The programs stay on there every week, and there are also archived interviews with fishing experts. That means that you can listen to this show at a time that suits you. Hooked on Fly Fishing, planetaudio.org.nz/hooked on fly fishing. It's as easy as that. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Met Service weather. Let's look at some weather with Met Service. The Auckland Marine Forecast. Well, the saltwater fly fishers in the region. The situation. A complex and active front over central New Zealand moves slowly north today. The front moves away to the east on Saturday as a broad ridge of high pressure extends onto the country from the Tasman Sea and remains slow moving for the remainder of the forecast period. Now, the forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours Saturday. Southwest 15 knots, easing to 10 knots in the evening, sea slight. Fair visibility in light rain, clearing before dawn and becoming fine. The outlook for Sunday, southwest 10 knots, a few showers. Not too bad, but you just need to be careful. Met Service Waikato, Saturday. Some morning cloud, then mainly fine, but a late evening shower or two is possible. Southwesterlies about the coast, but light winds inland. the Waikato on Sunday, fine spells and isolated afternoon showers, light winds. Rotorua anglers, forecast for Saturday, rain clearing early, then fine breaks. A few showers in the evening and easterlies developing. Sunday in Rotorua, fine breaks and isolated afternoon showers, light winds. Taupo anglers, good evening. Saturday forecast for you. Becoming fine in the morning, but a few showers in the evening and easterlies developing. Sunday in Taupo, fine spells and isolated afternoon showers, light winds. Now, if you're up and over the hill into Taumarunui, forecast for Saturday, cloud clearing early morning, then fine, apart from an evening shower or two, light winds. Taumarunui on Sunday, fine spells and isolated afternoon showers, light winds. Canterbury Plains for our South Island listeners, forecast for Saturday, mostly cloudy with a few showers at first, showers becoming confined to inland areas by afternoon and fine elsewhere. Northeasterlies developing by afternoon. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, fine, apart from areas of morning cloud and isolated afternoon and early evening showers about the foothills. Northeasterlies. They've had terrible weather down there today, as we're about to find out when I ring Darfield to talk to Martin. Thanks to Met Service for those weather reports. We do appreciate that. Now, let's look at some river levels. The Pūnui River is 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu. It's currently at 8.2 metres and falling. It's flowing at 7.4 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week. The next river over, the Mangatūtū, is at 1.1 metres. It's flowing at just 1.8 cubic metres per second, slow, low and clear. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pāuru and Waihi, is 11.8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 3.4 cubic metres per second. That's well down on last week. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.27 of a metre. That's slightly up on last week. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.6 metres. It's falling. It's flowing at 4.5 cubic metres per second and falling, ideal conditions. The Nongatahā River, measured at State Highway 5, and remember, above the highway is closed until 1 December, don't fish there. The Nongatahā is currently at 1.87 cubic metres per second. That's fast for this river. The Whakapapa River is at 3.2 cubic metres per second and falling. The Whanganui River, measured at Piriaka, is at 14.2 cubics, down from a high of 25. Excuse me. The Tongariro, measured at Tūrangi, is at 23 cubics, down from 25 also. Now, as we've heard, wet and sometimes windy weather is forecast for the weekend. Now, these rivers will start to rise and to colour up. You still go fishing, of course you do. Enjoy the fishing, but you need to be very careful with the weather and be particularly careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent websites, updated continuously. We do appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, we'll have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
I was so cool.
listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands is based in the South Island. Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor and a fishing guide. And his aim when he's fishing with a client, obviously, is to be innovative, informative, friendly and professional. That's his job. And that's exactly why we want to talk to Martin on a Friday and find out what the hell's going on. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, you well?
Yeah, I'm very well, very well. Look, we've just had ridiculous amounts of rain down here.
Yes, I see that. And your temperature today was, you had a high of 6.
I was going to say, look, I guided today and we left the stream at about midday, 12 o'clock, and it was 3 degrees then.
Goodness me.
Yeah, and then driving home, it was 2 degrees, and, you know, we weren't really that far up in the hills or anything. So, yeah, look, we've just had a huge... actually, it's really, really interesting weather to talk about. It's the best analogy I can say with this type of weather that we've just experienced is being shot at by both sides. You know, it was a term that came about in, like, the First and Second World War where occasionally soldiers just got caught out and they were getting shot at by their own men and the enemy.
Yes, yes.
So what happened here was we had a northwest airflow, really quite a violent northwest airflow on early in the week on Monday, Tuesday, and that dumped torrential rain on the Alpine Divide. Just unbelievable. Like, there's bridges that have been wiped out on the west coast and even parts of Arthur's Pass and the like. So all of those big northwest catchments, you know, the big rivers that we have in Canterbury, and I think this is pretty widespread, have all really had huge flows. So the Rakaia, for example, as we were talking last Friday, was flowing nicely at about 120 cumecs. Today was 3,800.
Goodness me, that's
yeah. So that was one set. That's one set.
Yes.
Cool, and then that's all good, and that all happened yesterday for the most part. And then a subtly change came in late yesterday, and it's been like that today. And it starts been raining quite consistently, so all the foothill catchments have also got a lot of rain. So all the smaller rivers and even the wee meadow creeks and the like are just torrential, really flowing hard. So, you know, for what was predicted to be a dry and hot year is interesting there we say that, because in the last 3 weeks we've had three quite big, especially this one, rainfall events.
That's right. And you've had snow, I believe, as
And snow in the hills. Yes, snow in the hills for sure. So fairly, and anywhere, I think, back in the hills. So, you know, really, really nasty set of weather. And it was interesting, too, because there we were just on, when was it? Wednesday. It was a beautiful day, 28 degrees.
Goodness.
Yeah, so it's a bouncy week for us down here, Colin.
Yes, and your temperature, what did you say, 2 degrees or something?
2 degrees when I left the stream today.
That's in mid-November.
Early November, and that was at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So, yeah, you know, it's going to be a bit of a trickier one for a lot of South Island anglers. You know, obviously a good time for fly tying, getting your gear together.
Yeah.
Getting points with your partner. You know, out for meals, coffee, restaurants. Sure, there's some options, though. The lakes are open always, and, you know, they'll, if the weather's not too bad, I think tomorrow's going to be cold, and then it might improve on Sunday, the weather. So, you know, the lakes and, you know, even my pick for this, if you had to fish, would be Central South Island, around the Twizel and Omarama area, you know, where there's always a lot of lakes there and a few streams that flow in and out of the lakes that are probably not as avidly affected.
Okay, I understand. Now, how did opening in some of the lakes go last week? Did you hear any reports?
Pretty well. I mean, I didn't hear a lot. It was very, very windy. It was a really windy, windy, stormy northwest session. But I think they did okay. Lake Coleridge produced quite a few fish and the smaller lakes. So I think okay. Some nice fish, for sure, and a decent number. So, yeah, I think the fishing game were pretty happy about it.
Okay. Now, what's been happening on your Facebook page? You say you've been out with some clients. You've been catching fish.
I've been catching fish for sure. Yeah, look, very, very. Yeah, look, as I say, today we caught two fish before the guys. You know, the people I'm actually working with right now are from Italy, and they just found it horrendously cold. You know, criminally cold, actually.
Yes.
And they were well kitted up. You know, we had Sims waders on and wading jackets and all that. Mm-hmm. So, and then yesterday, different ball game again. As I say, it was a day of. Quite distinctly. Yesterday, how's this for a fact? At 6:30 when I started, it was 24 degrees.
Goodness me, yeah.
Yeah, and we were just straight onto the river. you know, we drove a wee bit, drove about an hour or so straight on, and just beautiful, like mayflies were hatching. So, you know, we had a really good day. So, you know, just very incredibly dynamic.
Yeah, well, typical spring weather, could we say?
Yeah, typical spring weather, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, I've experienced all of it before, but, yeah, indeed, really, probably a little more dynamic than average, that's for sure.
Okay, well, those temperatures you had today, we don't even get that cold in the middle of winter up here.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we get down.
But look, you know, I think nature's happy. I mean, as I keep saying to a lot of people, always better in this, you know, from this area, always better to have too much water than not enough.
Come on.
And we've certainly got too much. So, okay. Look, I mean, irrigators are going to be happy. Farmers are going to be happy. Ducks are going to be happy. Frogs are going to be happy. Some trout are going to be unhappy, and some trout are going to feel downright pissed off. You know what I mean? They've lost their beautiful domain, but,
yes.
Hey, they're amazingly hardy.
Yes.
And anglers are going to feel a little bit like that too, because it's just such a really nice time. And as you know, the high country waters have all opened, and, you know, it's just a little bit limited in what's coming up within this weekend and the next weeks. But give it 2 weeks and it should be settled down a little bit. But this is pretty big floods we're talking about.
I agree. And now it's good for the hydro lakes because they've been low too. So
yeah, they have. Those hydro lakes have been really low, so super for them. Yeah, so, you know, there are a lot of positives, no question.
But as you said, now's a good chance this weekend to clean all your gear, clean your fly lines, tie some flies, stock up your box.
Get well sorted because, I mean, you know, in the next 2 weeks, all this rain bodes really well for the long haul, just not necessarily for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, so get your gear ready and take advantage when the weather does improve.
Yeah, that's got to be the way because it will quickly improve. I mean, that's the thing about it. Even, I think, you know, as you say, the forecast, tomorrow's going to be a better day.
Yeah. Tomorrow's always a good day for fishing.
It couldn't be worse than today, to be honest. But yeah. So there you go. Very cold, wet, windy, and dynamic. But yeah, lakes and Central South Island would be my pick.
Okay, there we go. There's a tip, anglers. Thank
you. Stay away from the West Coast. Stay away from the Divide.
Yes.
You know, stay away from... I think Southland's got it bad. I haven't heard from my guide friends down there yet, but I'm just about to.
Yes. As you say, some of the roads are washed away, the bridges are washed away, so just be very, very careful this weekend.
Indeed. Yeah, okay. That's correct.
Thank you, Martin. Now, contact details, please.
Sure, you can find me on Facebook. If you just put Martin Langlands, Langlands, into Facebook or to Google, or my website, www.troutlands.com.
There you go. Can't get easier than that. Troutlands.com or Martin Langlands on Facebook. He's got DVDs and flies and photography. All sorts, exactly. Thank you, Martin. Enjoy the weekend.
Pleasure. Thank you. Look, I hope I hope you don't get hit by the same storm. I don't think it's going to be as bad for you guys.
It's coming here, but won't be near as bad. So
brilliant. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin.
See you. Bye.
Mr. Martin Langlands in the South Island, based at Darfield, actually. Troutlands.com or Martin Langlands on Facebook. He's out fishing today. Doesn't matter about the weather. He's out there. So good on him. Thank you, Martin. Okay, quick break, and then more fishing stuff. Fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler, and that's exactly why we want to talk to him on a Friday and find out what's happening before you fish the weekend. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, Colin.
How you, Bob?
Yeah, I'm to bed.
Now, you've had rain today?
Nah, not really. A little bit, I think, over at Nongi. I was tucked behind a few different hills out at Tikatere, so I couldn't get to see much, but we had a few spits there, so I imagine we had a little bit of rain today. But in saying that, the guy should be just about warming their cars up and heading down here now because the fishing has been absolutely bloody awesome.
Okay, tell us about him.
Well, Hamarana has started fishing. Okay. Now, the fish are feeding heavily on caddis, and there's some really good fishing amongst them, mostly rainbows, and that's been happening for a week or so. The Ohau Channel has been so full of smelt. I don't recall ever in the last, well, since the war went in, seen so many smelt in the channel for so long. There are some really nice fish in here, a lot of big browns, not as many rainbows, but and they're not, they're fixated on the smelt. Now, unless you've got a pretty much identical fly to what is in the water, a trace that they can't see too much, it's pretty hard fishing. One of the things I did find, and I've used it over the years, but I tried it again today very successfully, was to, because of the number of smelting fish in the channel, you could actually drop a line out to them. And instead of doing a retrieve or tightening up on the line, I let it just go loose. And count to about 5 or 10 and then start your retrieve. And quite often there's a fish hanging off the end of it by the time you start your retrieve. And they seem to, they go through the smelt and beating them up on, you know, obviously eating some but beating up others, and they just flutter down the current line, and that's what your fly's doing. Okay. And they swing around and they'll just take them under the surface. Quite a few shags down here, a lot of seagulls, and there have been large numbers of shags and seagulls working out into Lake Rotorua itself. And most of the smelt are around about the 40 millimetre mark. They are quite dark on top. They are silvery blue on the belly. So you've got to be quite specific as to what fly you're using. After dark, not quite so important. Size is probably more important than the colour. And I know of several people who have hooked things that they've never seen and been busted off. But one particular local angler has been doing very, very well late into the afternoon, into dark, and he's been picking up some amazing-sized browns inside the channel itself. The wind is changing a wee bit. It was sort of westerly, and it's gone a bit more to the southwest, and it's pretty dark, heavy cloud over the Mamakus. Okay. But that, of course, now brings me to the Ngongataha. In the last 2 weeks, there have been an amazing run of browns and rainbows up the river. Some very, very good rainbows, which is a little unusual. It seems to be the average size is up on previous years. And some really nice browns coming out of there, mostly in the village. But, of course, you've got access off Streamdale Road, which is off Western Road that runs off the main road going through Ngongataha. And it's certainly worth a look up there. There's quite a large amount of water that you can get to and fish. Some open pools, but quite a few that aren't. Require a bit of finesse with your casting.
Okay. And it's only 2.5 weeks to the upper part of the Ngongataha opens.
Yeah, well, it's going to be chock full of fish. You know, we've had quite a bit of rain, and it certainly has brought the fish on. And I'm predicting a pretty good start to the opening of the upper reaches of the rivers. Whiter T probably will start to have browns going up it shortly as well. It's usually about a 2 week delay for some reason. So it's certainly worth looking at both the streamers, and possibly even the Awaho, if Hamarana's fishing well, to take it full of caddis, then perhaps the Awaho is as well. The other thing too, for those that have got boats off the airport right up to Mission Bay, that's past the outlet of Lake Rotorua, has been hailing very, very well too. And also off on Rotuiti, hailing off the trolling off there, actually with about 3 or 4 colours of lead, has been very productive as well. People picking up quite a few fish sitting around there for some reason. I suspect it's probably smelt, but I haven't had it confirmed yet.
Okay. So what you're saying, Bert, is it's just starting to go mad. There's fish everywhere.
Yeah, well, there is, and you got to work for some of them, but then that's fishing. Yes. There's still fish coming out of Okeri Falls, the Okeri Arm, and that's certainly worth a look down there. There's quite a number of people fishing it, but nobody's fishing from the buoys downstream. They're all fishing either from the jetty or from the actual gate structure. Yes. And so that piece in the middle is actually quite well rested and hardly gets any traffic on it at all, so there's probably some good fish sitting in there as well. The water temperatures did drop a wee bit, about a degree when we had that cold snap come through. I even had to light my fire at home, it was that cold, and we had a very light frost one morning and then it was just cold the next, so you know, for November, it's a little unusual. But since then, of course, it's been a lot warmer, and there's been a slight increase in the temperature, and that'll just continue onwards now, even with the rain. The rain is actually quite warm.
Okay. Talking about the temperatures, just been talking to Martin Langlands before you. He's based down in Darfield. He's a guide down there. He was out with some Italian clients today. I think he said at lunchtime it was 2 degrees. It was bitterly cold.
Yeah, they're getting hammered down here, the poor buggers.
Yes.
They've had a huge amount of rain. They've had a lot of snow in the high country, and it's been bitterly cold. And we're going to cop a little bit of that up here, which may drop the lake a little bit. But certainly I think this weekend we should be pretty well right for a bit of a lash at the local waters. The other river that's worth a look at is the Utahina, which is right in town.
Mm-hmm.
By Boys High is one good access, but there's other access points up there where the local roads cross it. Some nice browns lurking around up in there at the moment too. Nothing huge, 3-4 pound, which is quite well under the average for the lake, but still nice fish to have.
Oh, of course, hell yeah. Aren't we lucky?
Absolutely. Now, the other thing too is that we've got the current president of the Rotary Anglers Club is also one that has been looking after the Ngongataha stream for some time. Now, if any groups are coming down and at a loose end, they can give me a call. I'll pass the number on to anybody with this guy, and he's actually looking for help. He said there's an awful lot of work to be done up there. They've done a huge amount. There's only actually two of them at the moment, and they're relying on volunteers as well to help. So if anybody's down there and would like to participate in there's planting, there's pruning, there's weed spraying, and there's a beautiful access from Ngongataha Village all the way up virtually to the Agrodome.
Oh, okay, yes, I know.
And so that's an amazing piece of water. It holds a huge amount of trout, and it's just another way of giving back to the sport, really, to help keep those streams in top condition.
Very good. Now, are they doing this like weekdays or weekends? Or
Well, the two guys, one of them's in his 70s. He's out there with a knapsack on his back, and he's doing quite well, to be honest. But there's weekends and there's weekdays as well, so it's certainly worth a look. He'll be helpful of any help at all, at any time. So he's free. He's not stuck having to work 5 days a week or anything.
Okay. Oh, well, that's very good. Now, I've been involved with some stuff that Trout Unlimited did with that on the banks, clearing river banks and stuff. It's everyone benefits. So you just get out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Donate a bit of time and effort. Okay. Many anglers around Bert?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's starting to get quite a few. Although I went down the Ahau Channel this morning, I was the only one there for about an hour. And then three turned up, two and on my side and two on the other side. So people are just coming and going, but there's quite a lot of interest around at the moment. Everybody knows the browns are normally run at this time of the year, and they have, and so everybody's getting out there to have a lash at it.
Good stuff. Well, you go and enjoy it too. All right, thank you, Bert. Excellent work. Now, if people want to help out with Streamside work or talk to you about fly fishing, how do they get hold of you?
you just get hold of me on 027 289 6079. Just flick us a text, give us a call, and we'll go from there.
There we go. That's Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fly Fishing, 027 289 6079. Excellent work. Thanks for the catch up, Bert. Good information. Do appreciate that. Catch you next week.
Yep, I'll be here somewhere.
Thank you, Bert.
See ya.
Mr. Bert Robinson. There you go. 027 289 6079. Now, if you want to help out maintaining the stream banks, give him a ring and he'll pass on your name and number to the people who do it. Well done. Okay, have a quick break. More fishing stuff. Centre Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Tūrangi area. And Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. Stella is live on air with us now. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. You're well?
Fantastic, thank you. Enjoyed a very relaxed week, which is great.
Good. Now, what's your weather been like? Have you been getting rain like Rotorua in the South Island?
We've had nothing. We've had a few little mills, and that's about all. It's simply amazing. It's gone, the western side of the lake has probably had more rain than we have. It's gone right round us. And okay. This evening, we've had another day where we've had quite reasonable drizzle forecast, but it's certainly gone right round us. So it really has affected us. So the rivers on the eastern lake shore have not had any volume at all.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
And no real wind either. I mean, at the beginning of the week, we had significant wind, southwesterly, which turned to norwest, which was, you know, quite pronounced for 48 hours, and then by Wednesday that had cleared. And we actually had an amazing day on Wednesday, and which I swam in the lake, strangely enough.
Goodness me.
Yeah. I know, and then Thursday was overcast, just a little bit of a breeze. Friday has been quite cloudy with sunshine. We've actually had a mixed bag. We've had a few big heavy drips today, but we've had no real rain.
Okay, very good. Now, what's it all done to the state of the rivers and the fishing?
Well, really, in reality, the rivers haven't changed on the eastern lakeshore in any way, shape or form. We simply had, over the weekend, Monday, we had a little bit of dirty water that wandered through the lake edge, but which was from heavy rain that we'd had on Friday night and a little bit on Saturday morning. But, you know, by Sunday, that had actually cleared, and all rivers are what you'd call clear, lower and very fishable.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Many anglers around, Stella?
There are reasonable numbers of anglers. A lot of anglers who are in from overseas, Australians. We've got some English teams here at the present point in time, and mostly anglers that have come in, who come at this time of the year, knowing that it's actually a little bit quieter after Labor weekend, school holidays, and prior to Christmas, where people are actually involved with other activities.
Yeah.
So, and knowing that the fishing improves, the fact is that, you know, we also quite often have through November and or September, October and November, you can have those beautiful days where you have two or three days at a time with very warm, sunny days, which obviously allows significant hatches. So we've had a couple of days where we've had really good sunshine, which has allowed reasonable hatches and surface activity. The other days have been quite cloudy where those fish have been just a little bit deeper. So, yeah, no, it's interesting. There's not lots of people here. Just, you know, it's a quieter time.
Okay, just steady. Now, one of my favourite places to fish is a stream mouth in the evening. I do like doing that. Are they all going off at the moment?
Well, I'd love to think they were, but they're not. And the reason being is something that we really have had a quite significant wind in the earlier part of the week. Obviously, the western side has had a little bit more rain, so therefore you've had a little bit more colour. The wind has been in their favour, but we've had southerly, southwesterly as well, which doesn't really help anybody racing up the lake. So really, all our stream mouths have been what you'd call out of order, within, other than the fact that you could perhaps fish inside the stream mouths, you know, One Reno, TT, Tongariro, et cetera, Hanemaiaia. But really, in reality, for actually fishing the mouths themselves, the wind has been a real pain. I must admit, though, this evening, they say we've got a 7 kilometre an hour southwesterly, we have got no wind at all at the present point of time. So in actual fact, the lake is actually calming quite quickly. So I may be able to go and fish a little wider to take a stream tonight. Good. So yeah, it's very positive. It's a really nice time of the year to fish because obviously it's not too hot, it's not too cold, very little pressure, and still reasonable numbers of fish that are moving.
Okay, now going back to stream mouths, what sort of tactics would you be using? Are you going to
I always throw a little piece of pumicin just to see in what direction that the river's going, which gives you, you know, I mean, obviously, if you've got a southwesterly and you're on the eastern lake shore, and it will push that rip north, and if you've got a northerly, it tends to push it in a southerly direction. So therefore, I fish on the inside arc. So if it's northerly, I fish on the northern side. If it's being pushed in a southerly direction, I fish on the southern side of the stream. Okay. I don't enter the stream at all. I fish either side. I don't fish the throat of it. So I fish probably the slightly quieter water. The fish work a beat, and so therefore, you know, it's important that you don't cast to Africa. If you cast, your first cast denotes where those fish come to. So if you're going to fish a long cast, which often people do, that's where you'll push the fish to. Often those fish are in quite close, within, you know, 9 to 10 feet, which is actually not very far, and most people have a perception that they're a lot further out. Let those fish come to you rather than push them out beyond your reach. Quite often too, if you have someone who is casting, and but by all means, it's no problem if they cast, you know, their full length line or whatever it happens to be, but if that is the case, walk 20 or 30 paces away from them in the direction that the wind is blowing downwind, and you'll tend to find that once you cast quite into, you know, the quieter water and at shorter distance, that those fish will come to you. They certainly work a beat, and that is quite obvious because you can physically see them often during the daytime.
Yes.
There's a little lip at a lot of these smaller stream mouths, which is created by the fact that we have wave motion, and the debris that comes out, the food source out of the stream comes, drops over that rip and spreads and over that little lip, and those fish obviously feed up and down.
That's right, yeah. A lip provides a fast change. It's like a supermarket. All the food goes over the top and you can sit there and it all comes to you, if you imagine from the fish's perspective here.
That's right.
fish your feet first.
I tend to always do that. I always cast short. I cast and count to 60. Once I've counted to 60, I then just do a slow retrieve.
Okay.
And more often than not, you'll find those fish are in quite close. I know in the last 10 days or so at the little Waitoka stream especially, the fish have been actually quite visible. If you've gone down, because obviously we've had quite moonlit nights, so if you find that, you'll find that fish actually come quite close, wander straight up the stream beside you. So yes, don't push them out of your reach.
Okay, because 9 to 10 feet, it's only the length of the average rod, isn't it?
It's not far.
Yeah, so you can just flick something over. You don't have... You cast for bloody miles, and you're casting way over the fish, possibly. Yeah.
Well, it's likewise when we are out in the boat, too. I always say, people say, well, what length of nylon do you want from your lead line or your harling line to your fly? And I always say 3 times the displacement of the boat. So, therefore, you know, in reality, if you cast and bring it through the fish, likewise if you're trolling or you're harling, if you've got 3 lengths out, it means that if you go through the fish, you displace them. If they're in a group, and they part, which they do, naturally they'll come back together once you've passed at least two boat lengths. And, of course, then you bring your lure or your fly through them. So it's just thinking about what you're doing, really, rather than actual fact. I mean, whether the theory is right, but it certainly works.
Well, if it works, it is right. Yes.
Yeah, good point, yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Stella.
I am a woman.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. All right, lovely to talk to you about Taupo Tūrangi. We do appreciate that. You won't be on there next Friday because I've got a guy coming in the studio and we're talking to someone from Melbourne in Australia. We're doing a saltwater fly thing, so I'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, I'll be here and can't wait to get onto the water.
Yeah, well done. Thank you, Stella.
Take care, have a great time.
Enjoy the weekend.
Cheers.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Okay, that's Stella Gordon. She covers the Taupo Tūrangi area for the Hooked on Fly Fishing Radio Show and has done for many, many years. Okay, we've just come up towards the end of the show. We'll have a very quick break and then the Fly Fishing Tip of the Week. Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. As I mentioned at the top of the show, the Hooked on Fly Fishing Radio Show is on the internet. How do you find it? It's really easy. Go to the website planetaudio.org.nz/hooked-on-fly-fishing. You can listen to this show at a time that suits you. Now, as I say, we just come up towards the end of the show. We have got time for the Fly Fishing Tip of the Week. One of the best pieces of fishing advice is to continuously change your location, presentation, depth, etc., until you begin catching fish. In other words, mix it up until it works. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. We'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.